Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for checking out the podcast this week for all-age comics. In humor, there are some really fun new books that revolve around Halloween. Shocking, that. Some from Scooby-Doo, Disney, and Chimichanga. Chimichanga! You have to listen to see what that one's about. It's really fun, and it is for all ages. In superheroes, you've got Teen Titans Go and two classic books. And in action, there are three graphic novels that you want to check out, and each one is dramatically different. That's this week on the podcast. The music you hear in the background is from Delay, and you can check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. Did you go to the comic book store last week? If you did, and picked up some of the mini comic books for Halloween, you're in luck, because a lot of them are gone this week. We picked up about five packages of them. Each package has 25 comics. Each package only costs $4.99, and it's really cool because the kids go mental over them for trick-or-treat prizes or for other prizes, and we'll go into that in just a little bit. In humor comics this week, there are three really neat comics that we are excited about. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? I love this comic book. I really do. Issue number 74 comes out this week, and I love it. The kids love it, and here's why we both love it. I, as a parent who buys some of the comics, some of them, I like it because it's only $2.99. And to be clear, we give our kids a comic allowance of one comic a month. I know it's horrible. I totally break that rule for myself. But the kids can buy one comic a month, and that they're currently 5 and 7. That's what they can do. And Scooby-Doo is sometimes the comic that our 7-year-old will buy. He likes it because he likes to see Fred set traps. It is classic, isn't it? And it's only $2.99. From DC, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? 74 comes out this week. Disney Giant Halloween Hex is also out this week. And I like this because having seen some of the art for this, it's fun. And I like these seasonal, funny comics that come out. Halloween is usually when they do the best because, logically thinking, if they were to do a seasonal issue for, say, Christmas or Easter or one of the other big holidays that some kids may celebrate, it's not as much fun for mischief and mayhem as Halloween, is it? That is one thing that excites us about this comic book. It's Disney Giant Halloween Hex number 1 from IDW. In this one, Scrooge McDuck's sinister sorceress foe gets her own eerie Halloween extra. She makes an appearance, brings in some tricks, and laughs ensue. This is also a fun comic book because our 5-year-old loves anything Mickey Mouse, and he's in a really, really good Donald Duck phase right now. So it's possible this could be the one he'll get this week. Who knows? Be warned, it is a little bit more than the average comic at only $5.99, but that means that it's also thicker than the other comics. Now, some of the moms and dads listening may be hip to Eric Powell. Eric Powell is the guy who created The Goon, which was one of the more popular comics in recent memory from Dark Horse Comics. And he has kind of gone all ages. Awesome. With his new comic book. I say gone. It's just a title in Eric Powell's repertoire. It is Chimichanga, The Sorrow of the World's Worst Face. Have I seen this comic? No, I haven't. But the premise behind it, the talent behind Eric Powell and what he did with The Goon, and the fact that they are marketing this as a full-out all-ages comic really has me excited about it. It's the Winkle's Traveling Circus's most adorable bearded girl and her savory named beast are back. And it's fun, it's goofy. The art in this is, how do I describe it? Neo-modern, I'll describe it as. It has a slight Mad Men look about it. And Eric Powell's reputation and the fact that this is an all-age comic from the get-go makes us very curious about this, so we really recommend it. It's Chimichanga, The Sorrow of the World's Worst Face, number 1. some all-age comics and their characters kind of defy categorization. Some issues may be more humor-based, some are superhero-ish, and some could just be flat-out science fiction and action. This next one is a great example of that, Sonic the Hedgehog, issue number 287. This is a series that may fly under a lot of people's radar. For some parents, they might dismiss it because it's a video game and they think that any comic book that's based off a video game is not going to be that good. That's not true at all, because Angry Birds comic is really funny and really entertaining, and that's only on issue 13, I think. So for issue number 287, for Sonic the Hedgehog to come out, that's kind of a big thing. Another reason why we wanted to highlight it this week is because last week we purchased the Halloween mini comics for our son's class, and we were the guest reader. And if you've ever been the guest reader to your child's kindergarten or first grade or preschool class, it's hilarious because you are Elvis in the school for that day. Literally, the entire school knows who you are, and it's quite the hoot. But we brought some presents for our son's preschool class. We brought them a package of comic books and another package for the older child. We have an older child in first grade. When we stopped by the first graders' class, I said, "What comics do you want?" And I gave them the two options, and they, without a doubt, they chose this one. It's Sonic the Hedgehog. And this was the Halloween mini comic I speak of specifically here. And I did not know that many 7-year-olds knew Sonic the Hedgehog, much less were down with him and enthusiastic about him. But they were, and they are, and your child will be too. It's Sonic the Hedgehog, issue number 287. This is the fourth issue in the Panic in the Sky story arc. It could be the conclusion of this story arc. So hop in. Get in while the getting's good. Anyway, your kids will love it. And the mini comic also, fabulous for any age. Teen Titans Go is one of the go-to titles in all age comics. Issue number 18 comes out this week. This is great also for parents because it's only $2.99. Boom. That's the sweet spot. Also in superheroes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, this is sometimes action, but a lot of the time, most of the time, they are just heroes. Superheroes in a Half Shell, issue number 63 comes out. It's part 3 in the Chasing Phantoms storyline. Also in issue 13 this week, speaking of Angry Birds, is this one. It's Marvel Universe Guardians of the Galaxy, and this is it for the superheroes. Then this is actually a very fun superhero series. Guardians of the Galaxy, it's spot on from the Marvel Disney XD series. In this one, Drax goes to town with Asgard and might just start a planetary war. It might happen. Again, only $2.99, so just like Scooby and just like Teen Titans Go, it's right at that $2.99 sweet spot that makes it a fun comic and kind of expendable if you want to find something new. But this is actually not a guess at all. This is a great comic. It's Marvel Universe, Guardians of the Galaxy, number 13. Oh, I should mention, if you'd be so kind as to rate the podcast from whatever source you found it from, if it's Podomatic, Podtunes, iTunes, Google Play, or you tapped into my telephone lines and are listening that way, that's cool. Just rate it and let us know what you think about it. Thank you very much. In action and science fiction, there are some really interesting new books out. One is a one-shot, and this again will suit our 5-year-old to no end. It's Duck Avenger, not Darkwing Duck. I know sometimes they get confusing. This is Duck Avenger, number 1, and this is Donald in superhero mode. But he's Duck Avenger, not Darkwing Duck. Don't get him confused. This is not it. And this is one of the IDW storylines that's new to the USA. In other words, they've maybe been published elsewhere. In this case, these stories were published in Europe originally. Stories are still great, though. They're in English for the first time. So celebrate when time... Wind Blows the Winds of Time is the name of this story. Supervillain Red Raider hits Duckburg with a crime spree just as crook newsman Angus Fangus aims to ruin Duck Avenger's reputation. Will Donald's superhero life crash and burn? Not if the mysterious Lila Lee has anything to say about it. So your kids will love it. This is going to be great for ages, I'll say even 5 and up. 5 won't be able to read all the vocabulary, but they'll be able to enjoy the art and really have a kick of a time. So ages 7 and up if you want them to read it and be happy. 5 and up if you just want them to be happy and enjoy the comic book. It is Duck Avenger number 1. Since it is a one-shot, it's going to cost a little more, $6. Buy it through some links, it'll cost you $4.50. Now, this is an action graphic novel that we had to mention here just because we had a dog who had 3 legs, and she was awesome. So this is kind of a guilty book. It's A Piggy's Tale. But this graphic novel is also going to appeal to kids that like comic books, graphic novels, trade paperbacks, whatever terminology you want to use, that revolve around pets, because that's a great gateway to engage reluctant readers. They may not want to read about some things. This is their alley. There are lots of series about cats, dogs, and other critters solving crimes or getting into mischief and having fun and saving the day. This is one of them, but it's got a bit of a hook in that The Piggy's Tale, The Adventures of a 3-Legged Super Pup, that's going to relate to some kids too, because the dog has something that others don't, or doesn't have something, depending upon how you want to look at it. Good fun. Piggy is the dog in question. She's 3-legged and she trolls around New York City. She can speak to the animals. She has a snarky cat as her best friend. She can also talk to animals. And there's a human in there just as a token. But it is really cute. It looks ridiculously cute. Have not seen it, but we look forward to checking this out from Bohemian Press. One of the go-to comics that we always recommend as a series for kids 9 and up is Back to the Future. And this week, the trade paperback Continuum Conundrum that collects issues 6 through 11 comes out. This is Marty McFly, it's Doc Brown, it's good fun. And why is this series so good? I tell you why. It's because it's got action, humor, a very coherent plot, and some really fun science fiction. If your child has seen the movie, they're going to like reading along with this because it's brand new adventures, and that's fun. And if your child is like science fiction and they're a little bit younger and maybe they haven't seen the movie, they're going to like it because the humor that was in the movies manages to come through in this very well-written series from Bob Gale. It's funny, and it's from IDW Publishing. Another graphic novel that comes out this week from Oni Press that we're kind of excited about checking out, it actually collects issues 1 through 4 of Space Battle Lunchtime. Space Battle Lunchtime. What a great title. It's almost like Robot Fighting Squad. Something like that. Like Real Steel. Make a sequel to Real Steel. Space Battle Lunchtime. This is the trade paperback volume 1. Lights, Camera, Snackation. In this one, you've got Natalie Reese. Now, Natalie Reese is a chef. She's an Earth baker that goes on to a reality show that is set in space on a spaceship. But come to find out, the people on the spaceship are very finicky, they are competitive, and they're sometimes hostile. All that adds up to great fun in this very fun, almost all-age graphic novel. I'll say ages 9 and up, just because there's going to be a handful of reading in it, but the content is going to be spot on for ages 8 and up. So if you want to challenge 8, if your child's a great reader and they want to dive in, jump in at 9 and have a party with it. Another graphic novel you want to check out, if your kids are into the undead, is Ghoul Scouts. Night of the Unliving Undead. Now, this is a trade paperback that collects issues 1 through 4 of this incredibly entertaining, yet wholeheartedly, all-ages zombie comic book. The two do not seem comparable, I know. And I've seen some comic books that say, hey, we're an all-age zombie series, but they weren't. This one really is. Ghoul Scouts, it has some zombie violence, but very little actual zombie violence. In other words, you've got the zombies cruising around town, chasing the group of teens. However, there are very few bite attacks, and when they do bite, it's rare, and there's usually something that happens, and that you're not sure if they're going to be infected or what's going on, so there's enough peril to where kids can dig it, and they can say, you know what, this isn't just watered-down Thomas the Train zombie. This is Actual Zombie at an all-ages audience. Ages 7 and up are going to be okay with this. It's from Steve Bryant, Night of the Living Undead. It's for Ghoul Scouts and Collection Issues 1 through 4. What did we miss? Is there a comic book that you're reading that you really dig and you want us to talk about it, or something we flat out missed? Just let us know. Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net or on Twitter, at daddymojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.